This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. What is causing you problems about declaring without evidence? I hope you've been taking notes on what your resistance points are, because the goal of declaring without evidence is to acquaint you with the resistance points that you have going on within you so that you can get coaching on it. And secondly, when you say without evidence, that second portion of that statement is to release you from having to know how it's going to happen. Right after you declare without evidence and you present yourself with openness and resourcefulness and curiosity and some fun, you should start getting hunches on where to go and what to do next. Because part of your being is on it. You asked for it, and part of you is on it. If you're not getting any hunches or any ideas about where to move, then you're letting this go too much. Make sure that you keep attention, and tension on your declaration so that you don't just say it and disconnect from it. An example of disconnecting would be somebody asks you if you will come to an event that they're having, and you say, "I'll see if I can be there." Now, the "I'll see if I can be there," you haven't given a definite answer, so now you aren't committed. If you said, "Yes, I'll be there," or "No, I won't be there," you've made a commitment, and your being is identifying with that. And so if you stated you are going to be there, now things are taking place to set you up to be there. Perhaps you're looking in your calendar, you're making space. In your being, you're remembering that you've created something and you've committed to something. So now there are next steps making themselves available to you, so that your calendar is cleared and you have allotted the time to that commitment. I want you to take this same method and use it when you're declaring without evidence. Have you been unhooking once you declare, or are you following that declaration as you made a commitment? Think about this as you're declaring without evidence. Are you connecting yourself to it? And then are you looking for your walking papers, your walking orders, so that you're stepping out of that commitment for the day and you're taking action on it that's inspired from your ask? Have a beautiful day.